Now, we're still on our series, Who's a Christian? And we began to talk about that that the Christian is the redeemed of the Lord. Of this part, we have three parts to it, and we're the third part right now. We said we've been redeemed from spiritual death. We talked about that separation from God. We've been redeemed from that. Hallelujah. We've been restored back to the place where we were before, to a better place. But at least into fellowship with God before Adam fell. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now we're being taught how to live the life or the supernatural life that we've been given to live in Christ Jesus. Now, beyond that, God said to us, when you come into the kingdom, renew your mind. Present your body as a... Can we go to Romans chapter 12 from verse 1? Actually, we're going to verse 2. But let's read verse 1. Hallelujah. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. So God does not want us to keep living with the mindset of the world, what the world believes, because the world believes only in the things that they can see with their eyes and hear with their ears and touch with their hands. But we believe something that our eyes do not see. We are standing on the words that God spoke to us. Hallelujah. And God said right off the bat concerning a Christian, right off the block, he said, the just shall live by his faith. My justified ones shall live by faith. If you're not ready to live by faith, you're not ready to be a Christian. You're not playing by the rules. You're walking by the law. We're supposed to live by faith. And without faith, all right, let me give you a scripture for it. Praise the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. I'm going to read because that was where the Apostle Paul was quoting from when he said it in the book of Hebrews. Praise the Lord. He said, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. Amen? So it's our lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of faith. We believe that we believe the word of God in our hearts and we declare it with our mouths. That's how the just lives. Just lives by believing God. When God says something, the just believes it. And how do we know God said it? We'll see it in his word. Amen? If you go for counseling, your counseling shouldn't come from the man's head. You know, there's some things people say to us, it looks nice, it smells nice, it feels nice, but it ain't the word of God. So you're going to run with it a season, and when the devil shows up and you tell him those things you're talking about, he'll give you a slap, a few teeth will fall out, and then you say, it doesn't work. The only thing that abides forever, which if you line up with it, you abide forever, is the word of God. You see, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word stands forever. So in Hebrews chapter 10 and in verse 38, he says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We are believers. Where people call to believe something that the eyes do not see. If we could see it, we don't need to believe it. We don't need faith for something we can see. And some people want to live the Christian life just by what they can see and feel. If I feel it, it's real. If I don't feel it, it's not real. That was what Thomas was trying to do with Jesus. He said, except I see and touch and trust, I will not believe. So Jesus came and said, all hail. He said, now Thomas, Put your hands into the hole of my head, and trust your fist into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. So God did not approve of what Thomas was doing, how he believed God. If I see it, I believe it. If I don't see it, I don't believe. And you can be proud like that. And pride is something that God resists. God resists the proud. To be humble is to accept what God said. The simple way he said it. So we go back to the things we're talking. Yeah, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Which means God wants us not to think the way the world thinks. To be conformed to this world is to think the way the world thinks. In Romans chapter 8, it says to us, to be carnally minded is death. You're operating, you're walking on the pathway of death. When you're carnally minded, all you're thinking about is what the world says. Okay, if you see it, you believe it. Seeing is believing. That's being carnally minded. But to be spiritually minded is life, Zoe, the life of God and the shalom of God. Nothing will be broken in your life. Everything will be whole, walking well. God is a faith God. Is what he believes he says. When God came upon the earth in Genesis at the beginning of the new earth, as at that time, because the old one was destroyed. Bible says it was chaotic, and it says darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, that's how God operates. And we're his children. And the Bible says we should imitate God as his dear children. We should be imitators of God as their children. Can I have Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1? He said, but be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ had also loved us and had given to us, had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. Praise the Lord. We should copy God. Imitators of God. Can I have that in the Amplified Version, the verse 1? He said, therefore be imitators of God, copy him, follow his example, as well beloved children imitate their fathers. Hallelujah. So we are followers of Jesus. We are followers of God. We said that the Christian is a disciple. A disciple is an adherent to the doctrine of the teacher or the master. If you don't know the word of God, you will be a victim to the devil. That's not how God wants the believer to live. He wants us to live by faith, by believing him. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things is the evidence of unseen realities. These things are real, but I don't, you know, they exist in God's world. God put it in his word, so I see it in the word. That's the only guarantee that exists. Can I have the Amplified Version? It's a faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, things we're desiring, things where we want to happen. Faith is the confirmation, the title deed of those things, being proof, evidence of things we do not see. And the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. I'm healed. I'm in health. I cannot fail, not be defeated. But I may look on the outside a victim. But faith is declaring what he believes. what God has said. Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The title deed is the word of God. So I'm taking the word of God, and I'm putting it inside of me, and I'm holding on to it in spite of what people say. Now, if you look, a two-year-old kid, when the dad is going to work and says, I'm coming home, and I'm coming with a box of candy for you. When you come, he doesn't doubt the fact that you're bringing it. He just like, you might be moving around doing a lot of things, but the kid is searching for the candy that you're talking about. They don't doubt what you say. That's why the Bible says, God said, receive the kingdom of God as a little child. Hallelujah. Believe what God said. He that does not believe God has made him a liar. And God doesn't like to be called a liar. And so we believe what he said in his word. If God says you're going to live long, believe that. And he has said so in his word. If God says that, you know, you shall be the head and not the tail, believe that. But you see, if all the time you're spending it with The View and CNN and all these people, they're just going to tell you how bad the economy is. And then you have these friends at work who always have problems. The roof opened and, you know, some rocks fell from the sky, you know, and this happened and that happened and that happened and that, you know, and by the time they're done, even they become depressed. Talk of yourself. The Bible says, when men are falling down, we shall say there's a lifting up. Hallelujah. The word of God is light. That's what we see by. When the world are all over the place running around, you know, we say, no, there's a lifting up. Hallelujah. God will make a way where there is none. Somebody says, but there's no way here. How are we going to make it? You know, he said, we will make it. There's a way right through this place. And God, in a little bit, will show it to you because you believe him. Amen. God wants us to believe him. Praise the Lord. And we said that we were born of a power. Why is it that we cannot be defeated? Hallelujah. We're born of a power of an endless life. We said that we cannot be condemned because the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, who are spiritually minded, not carnally minded. Hallelujah. And because it says in him, or in whom, talking about Jesus, we have the redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. Our sins have been forgiven us. It has been washed away by the blood of Jesus. Number 7. We have been given authority in Christ Jesus over all the power, authority, ability of the evil one. So even when the gathering of darkness is at its worst, we have authority over it. They do all the things they want to do and all of that. Just wait at the end. Say, I bind you in Jesus' name. That's all. That other thing you have said now, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. And that will be the end of it. Let a witch come, do, when you finish, and say, I bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have, you and I have authority. What authority? If in your home, your marriage is not working, there's always fighting every day and all of that, don't get a divorce. Get the devil out of it. Divorce the devil. Get the devil out of your home. Just stand in the middle of your house. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you devil, standing against the peace and the harmony of this home, go in Jesus' name. And he will go. He has no choice. He has no choice. I bind and I cast you out. He will go. He has no choice. We train ourselves in the exercise of authority. Stand before a mirror. Practice it. If you were smiling too much when you were taking authority, put a frown on your face. Bible said that God spoke sternly, Jesus rebuked him. He was saying, devil, get out. It won't work. I'm telling you right now, get out. It won't work. Exercise authority. And no matter what you're facing in this world, you will come out victorious. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He said, now, thanks be unto God who always caused us to triumph in Christ. Hallelujah. God will, is going to turn out for your good and you will win. We win. We always win. By the solemn decree of the Most High God, we stand there. And you see, because sometimes you go to, they say he's out of his mind. No, I'm not operating in the Bible says, be not carnally minded. Hallelujah. Be not conformed to this world. You're bringing the supernatural life into this world. We're enforcing what God said. The world doesn't know it. We're in charge. When we made up our minds that the woke thing was going to die and we began to call on our God, he died. If you side with the devil, you side with a loser and you will lose. Anyone who sides with the devil will lose. The devil is a loser. Some of them are going around and saying that they are Satanists. I feel sorry for you because you're sticking with the criminal. He caused us to triumph always. Always. Whatever is happening, you might be trembling right now and all of that. Oh, I don't know. Just be praying in tongues. Even when your body is trembling, be praying in the Holy Ghost. Just be praying in tongues. Be praying in tongues. That's why if you're not a tongue talker, I feel sorry for you. Because how do you want to do it? How do you want to do it? How do you want to make it? Without the Holy Ghost? How? The Bible says in Jude chapter 1, verse 20, it says, But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Can we see the amplified version of that? Classic. He said, but you, beloved, build yourselves up. He didn't say, you know, the King James says building up yourselves. He says, but you, beloved, build yourselves up, which means you are the one doing the building. Build yourselves up. Founded on your most holy faith, make progress. If you see you're not making progress, then you're not praying in other tongues. He said, rise like an edifice. Like the Empire State Building. You can't be moved. You can't be shaken. There's nothing going to happen to you. It says higher and higher. So you don't even stay like that. No, you increase. Praying in the Holy Spirit. So when things start happening and you seem to be stuck somewhere. Oh, reshotaka papa parish, rijaritaka. Then you key into the Spirit. So when the enemy is messing around and all of that, and especially when things start happening that you say, I'm not quite sure what's going on here. Be sure, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. A believer can never be stranded. It's not possible. You are never disadvantaged. Except you're not. If you're carnally minded, you'll be disappointed. If you're carnally minded, you'll be a loser. If you're carnally minded, you'll be less than a conqueror. You'll be defeated. But if you're spiritually minded, thinking the way that God wants you to think, you cannot lose. They that are with us are more than they that are with them. You know, people talk about devils and all of that. The angels are 2 times more than every devil that exists. And stronger and mightier in power. Go into the place of prayer and change it. Whatever it is. If you don't like it, the worst that there is Father, I'm sorry. That means you were at fault. When you see you're the one that's wrong, go to God. Say, Father, I'm sorry. If there were people involved, go to them, say, I'm sorry about what happened. And go to your closet, shut the door, and pray. And as God tells you things, do them. If God backs you, you're backed. Count yourself as being important. You're a child of God. When angels come into a city, they're coming for you. Because you belong to God. You're a child of God. It counts for something. You're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We are not nobodies. When people's businesses fail, yours cannot fail. It cannot fail. Stay focused. Stay on it. Know God is with you. Let the principles of your business line up with the word of God. You will not fail. Those who are looking at you, some will come, they'll laugh. What do you think you're doing here? What do you think you're trying to do here? That was how they were laughing at Noah when Noah was building the ark. Don't underestimate who you are in Christ Jesus. And let your Bible should not be the deco in your home. Bring it out. God said to Joshua, my servant Moses has had success. If you want to be successful, take this book of the law. Let it not depart out of your mouth, but meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein, and thou shalt have good. All right, let's read it. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You'll be a success. You cannot be a failure. God didn't call us to fail. Nothing we thought. Listen, your hands are blessed.